Hey there, Brandon Utley with digital marketing agency Go for Launch. And today I want to share with you five things that you should do to improve your LinkedIn profile. These are excerpted from my new product called LinkedIn Improved, which I'll talk about at the end of this short podcast episode. But for those of you who don't know, LinkedIn is obviously the place for professionals. There are over 675 people worldwide on the platform, 40 of which access it on a monthly basis. So it is a huge opportunity that you could be missing out on. The first thing that you need to think about on LinkedIn, absolutely number one, is your photo. It is the number one thing that people look at. And if you don't have a picture, you're missing out. In fact, LinkedIn has done a bunch of studies and they find that profiles with photos get 21 times more views and 36 times more messages. You might not like messages and you may think they're spammy, but if you're looking for a job, messages could be coming from recruiters and possible employers. So definitely upload a good picture that's a square. It is going to be put into a little circle, but you want to upload a square image. The minimum size needs to be 200 by 200 pixels. I say go higher than that, 800 by 800 or whatever. You can scale that down, and LinkedIn has some built-in tools as well to do that once you upload it. When you're shooting your photograph, make sure that you shoot that against a neutral type of background. You do not want to be standing against something that looks weird, like a plant coming out of your head or something that contrasts with what you're wearing. So for example, if you're wearing a dark suit, stand against a lighter background. If you're wearing a lighter outfit, stand against a darker background. Another free tool out there that you might want to look at is called remove.bg, and that's short for BG background. So remove.bg. You can upload a photo and it will automatically remove the background, which is kind of neat. So if you don't have Photoshop or something like that, you can play around with it. You can even change the color of the background or some other effects as well. So that's a neat tool to use. Another thing you want to do is check your privacy settings. So when you're in LinkedIn, logged in, look for those privacy settings. And there's an option to set who will see your photo. And some people might mistakenly only show their profile photo to their first degree connections. That's missing out again because, for example, Google, when you Google somebody, usually the first link that comes up, if they're on LinkedIn, is their LinkedIn profile. And that picture could show up on a Google search, for example. So unless you're just mortified by your picture or for some other reason you don't want it to show up, then you're missing out. So there is a public option in your settings and make sure you show that. And also when you're looking at the settings below that, you can see whether it's going to show your background photo as well, which is the second thing we're going to be talking about today. That background photo is what appears behind your photo on LinkedIn. By default, it looks like a kind of weird starry sky or some kind of geometric shapes against a blue background. That's a big banner area that you can upload an image. The recommended size for that is 1584 pixels wide by 396 pixels high. I suggest you make it exactly that size, 1584 by 386. You can use a JPEG or a PNG. It needs to be no larger than 8 megs. But, you know, a couple of good tools to help you do that. One is called Canva, which a lot of people use at canva.com. Another one I love is called Visme, V-I-S-M-E.co. If you go search either one of those platforms for LinkedIn headers, you'll see some templates that they have. I think the Visme collection is a little bit stronger as starting points. I wouldn't necessarily take one as is. They're a little bit templated, obviously, but at least it'll give you some inspiration. The other thing you want to do after you upload that background image is check it on your tablet and smartphone, because oftentimes it will shift over to the left on the smaller devices and it may be covered up by your headshot. Next is number three, your title. This is what appears under your name on LinkedIn, and the default is your current job title. That's kind of boring, and the fact is it's already on the page. So this again is a little bit of a billboard area. You get 120 characters there to say something different. So in my case, for example, instead of just saying CEO of Go for Launch, I say something like co-marketing leader, digital marketing and communication strategist, and I get more characters in that way. Now, here's a very good pro tip. If you enter this on your mobile phone, I think it works only on iPhone, from what I can understand, but you can actually bump that from 120 to 200 characters. Here's another free tool, wordcounter.net. Just go there, plug in your text, and you know, max that out to either 120 or up to 200. That can look a little obnoxious. So I max mine out closer to 200, but what it now says is digital marketing and communications expert, CMO, getting results in public relations, social media, content marketing, SEO, SEM, pay-per-click advertising. Again, those are keywords as well. So in the LinkedIn search world, I have a couple more opportunities there to show up as an expert under those categories. Number four area is your about section, or what is also called the summary. A lot of people don't even have this, so make sure you add this section to your page. If it's not showing, it should say about. That gives you 2,000 characters. That is a lot of stuff that you can put about yourself. Write that in first person. Make it compelling. Tell people what your value proposition is, well, you know, what you bring to the world, why people would want to work with you. So that is a great thing to do, and don't overlook that. Another thing is, you'll notice in LinkedIn throughout, there's no WYSIWYG editor. So everything is just generic vanilla text. You can't boldface or italicize anything. But what you can do is copy and paste Unicode symbols. They're a little bit like emojis, you know, hand symbols and stuff like that. I'm going to give you a URL here. This goes to a Google Doc. You can just go copy this and use some of these symbols. And it's my last name, Utley, UTTLEY.IN /LinkedIn-symbols, SYMBOLS. So it's Utley.IN/LinkedIn-symbols. Go there, check them out. There's a handful. I don't suggest you go crazy using these symbols, but just using a few here and there sparingly will at least jazz your page up a little bit. And then the fifth thing real quick is your URL. If you don't change this, you're going to have something like your first name, hyphen, last name, and a bunch of random gibberish characters following that. So what you want is to have something like linkedin.com/in/your name. In my case, it's linkedin.com/in/Brandon Utley, all together. Now, if you have a common name, then you're going to need to play around and throw a hyphen in there, try your middle name, try variations until you can get one that's available. But again, you're going to see that on your profile up near the top. There's going to be a little button that says edit public profile and URL. That's where you want to go and check that out. So those were five quick tips. Again, these came from my course or also interactive app called Linked Improved. You can check out more of that at linkedimproved.com. And I would love to have you in as part of that. You get access to a very robust interactive checklist, essentially, and also me in there helping you coach you along. So I encourage you to check it out if you want to take this to more a higher level in terms of improving your LinkedIn presence. I go more in depth in regards to your profile, as well as then once you get your profile up to speed, how do you engage better on LinkedIn? Thanks again for listening. I am Brandon Utley with digital marketing agency Go for Launch at goforlaunch.io, and I'll see you again next time.